This conference will now be recorded.
Marlene, can you hear me? This is Brad.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, good. So, you can take over from here anytime. Have fun.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10 a.m. Today is July 29th of 2022. We will call to order the Fire Technical Advisory Committee. We will begin by calling to confirm our quorum. Please answer by saying here. Brad Super.
I'm on.
Hamid Bahadori.
I'm here.
Joe Belcher.
Here.
Douglas Carter.
Here.
Elijah Flowers. Shane Gerwig. Jeffrey Gross. Joe Holland, Gray Marker, Pete Schwab. At this moment, we do not have a quorum.
I'm Joe Holland. He did tell me he was going to log on today, but I'm Christopher Atari. But Joe told me he'd be on today. I was just on for educational purposes, but I'm Joe's alternate.
Also, I am Pete Schwab's alternate at Snyder.
S-N-Y-D-E-R?
S-N-I-D-E-R.
And your first name again, Mr. Snyder?
Ed.
Ed Snyder, okay. And Chris Atari for Joe Holland?
Yes, miss.
Okay, that's six. That does give us a quorum. One more time, do we have Elijah Flowers? Shane Gerwig? Jeff Gross? Or Gray Marker on the line? All right, we'll move ahead. We do have a quorum at this time with six. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting today. We will identify the staff members on the line. I believe we have Mo Madani, Tom Campbell, Jim Hammers. What other staff members do we have on the line, please?
Robert Bimbo.
Robert Bimbo.
Justin Vogel's on the line. I don't believe Tom is, actually.
All right, thank you. Any other staff members? Thank you. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording? Do we have anyone on the line representing our deck statement today, Manuel Lopez? All right, we'll move ahead. TAC members, we'd like to approve the agenda as posted.
The Belcher. Motion
is Belcher, who's the second, please?
Schiffer will
second.
Belcher and Schiffer, all those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. We'd like to approve the previous minutes of June 22nd, 2022.
Belcher, move approval.
Thank you. Second?
Schiffer will second.
If there are no recommended changes, all those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Our first item to be discussed today is Deck Statement 2022-025 by Manuel Lopez of the City of Coral Gables. Do we have anyone on the line representing this property, City of Coral Gables? Manuel Lopez. Hearing none, Mo, would you like to move ahead with our staff analysis?
Yes. Good morning. This is Mo Madani. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. The staff analysis for SDS 2022-025 is posted on the agenda, and this request is from Manuel Lopez. He's the building official of City of Coral Gables, and he's seeking many declaratory statements on whether a 6-inch step at the main egress door of the attached plan violates section R311.3.1 of the 7th edition for the building code residential. And he has a specific question. As you see here, does the 6-inch step at the main egress door of the attached plan violate section R311.3.1 of the 2001 Florida Building Code Residential? In terms of the background, this is really a plans review by the building official. He's reviewing plans for a single family home, and he's mainly given us the history on section RE311.3.1 from the 2010 code all the way to the 2014, where this section was changed under the 2014 and then as exists now. From the staff analysis, you will see there is a section R311.3.1, a floor elevation at the required egress door as it exists now. And this section, there's an exception. It says the landing on the floor on the exterior side shall be not less than 7¾ inch below the top of the threshold. This section, really as it exists now, is based on a code change submitted for the 2014 for the building code residential, and I included the specific code change, in the analysis, which is at that time it was a code change number F5415, and as you see, there was mainly a code change submitted to this section R311.3.1, and mainly to remove a language, which is really the issue of concern here. It removed the language from the under the exception, provided the door does not swing over the landing or the floor. So what there was a specific intent here is to remove this language, which the building official, it seems, addressing here. Based on this, and based on what I provided in the analysis, the code is very clear, and in terms of the exception and what the exception really provides. So based on that, staff analysis, the question is, does the 6-inch step at the main egress door of the attached plan violate section R311.3.1 of the 2020 FBC residential? The answer is, the answer to the petitioner question is no, as per the exception in section R311.3.1 of the 7th edition 2020 for the building code residential. The inch step in question is within the permitted threshold height of the 7¾ inches. Thank you. Any question?
Belcher, move adoption of the staff analysis recommendation. The answer is no. And I'd also like to make a correction there. The document shows that Mr. Lopez is the deputy building official, not the building official.
Second.
Who was the second, please?
Bahaduri.
Thank you. Before we take a vote, do we have anyone from the public that would like to make any comments on this issue? Hearing none, we do have a motion on the floor to accept the staff analysis with item B. Tax members, all those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands. Do we have any other TAC business to bring before the TAC today? Hearing none, any public comment? The time is now 10:10. We'll consider our meeting adjourned. Happy weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.